Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the idea that when something touches the Mizbeach, so any issues that it has goes away. The Losh of the Gemara is Umavitzu Rabbi Yochanan Apigul VeHanoisar VeHatome SheHelu Gebe Mizbeach Poko Yisur Mehem. Yisur goes away. Says the Gemara of Chizdo Mori Dichi Mizbeach Mikve Taharo. Mizbeach is a mikvah. Once the fire catches onto them, so then really there is the tumah or the pigul go away. So two nikudas over here. One nikudas more al decha hilchaso. The Avnei Nezer and Chaim Simon Tavkuf Beis says Dover Niflamoit. Says in Chanukah we have a din that hadloko is a mitzvah. The only thing we care about is hadloko. And kofso in zokoko, meaning if the nair is extinguished, so then I'm not going to go, you don't have to light the candles again. Why is that so? Why are we care only about la adloko? Says that in days like this. We know that in the shmonim that were lost, that at the time of Chanukah they found everything was tameh, there's only one that was tar b'chisomo shekoyin gadol. So in the Mefarshim, he was referring to the Pnei Yeshua, they asked the question, but we know tumo hutru b'tzibur. Why can't you take the oil and use it? Says the Bnei Yeshua is to show the beautiful Ava that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, that even though you could do it betumah, we still do it betahara. Says the Avnei Nezer Niflamoit. He says, that's all before you lit the candle. He says, lighting the candle is like as if you're putting fire in the Mizbeach. So before you lit the candle, you want to put in an oil which is kosher, now which is tameh, even though tumah hutru b'tzibur. But once you lit it, then it becomes tar. Because then we have the din that we have in our Gemara. The Mizbeach, the fire, is a mikveh taharo. It's mitar everything. So once you lit it, there's no issue anymore. So where was the nes? The nes wasn't for the time that the candle was lit. The nes was only to light the candle. Only bishas hadlaka. Afterwards, anyway, it would become tar. So Yemeel is looked down in his and niflam oit. That's why in Chanukah hadlaka oisa mitzvah. Only kibbez hadlaka. Because I'm celebrating the nes. What was the nes? The nes wasn't that the candle was lit. Because once the candle was lit, so you could put even shem and tameh, because it will automatically become tar. So the ikar nes was the beginning of hadlaka, when you light it, when you just start the fire. When you start the fire, that's why, if that's the ikar nes, so therefore in Chanukah we're celebrating that, and therefore hadlaka oy submit sodvorim nifloim ad lemoit. We had over here, Derech Chassidus and Tiferes Shloimo in Parshas Pichos, he brings our Gemara and says, what does it mean? Pigul v'anoisa v'atome shehelun gebe mizbeach poka yisur mehem. This is a mashal or a concept of anybody, any person, any Adam who's a little bit of a Rasha. He's not perfect. He's a shtikel pigul. He's a shtikel noiser. He's a shtikel tome. But if he goes on the mizbeach, which means he gets close to the tzaddikim, which they are the fire, so the Yisur goes away, the tzaddikim elevate them. And it goes on to show how the tzaddikim were really compared in parallel to the carpet, to the Mizbeach. And then he adds what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you want to tell me the Mizbeach is a mikveh taharo? So he has mikveh taharo, that's what brings taharo in the world. That's what takes all the two and makes it tar. So the Gemara, yes, once you have the fire, that's a mikveh taharo. Says the Tiferes Shleimer, that's a pshat. Because when the fire that you have in the Mizbeach, that's what the tzaddikim bring. It's connected what happens in the world. Because we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but from here on, Maisei Yodov is Maisei Adim Shel Tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are considered to be Shutofim B'Maisei Bereishis. And then it says, B'Yom HaRishon Hi Oyer, that's the Oyer Shel Tzaddikim. So the light, the fire of the tzaddikim, that's the creation of Shemayim V'Horetz, which is that concept of the mikvah. What the first term it seems to allude to is the concept that the whole idea of the mikvah, the chinuch says, is that you're going back to create the creation of the world. That's what water is all about. Because the tzaddikim belong there, so they're able to do it as well. They're like the mikvah, and that's the remez in our Gemara, that the fire of the mizbeach can be mitayr and machshir all the psulim. And that's connected all the rishonim that connect to a tzaddik, so they're elevated to the right place. To join or to sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.